Thank you all so much for joining me once again for another episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast, where we talk about all things authenticity. Last week, we talked about I am enough as is. In other words, you're going to have to take it or leave it. But I have already come complete. I'm already compact. And anything else that you get that comes along with me as a package is already complete. And anything additional is just simply a bonus. This week, I wanted to talk about the term happiness. And I know that in the past, I have discussed happiness quite a bit. But the reason why I'm bringing that back is because I needed to put some emphasis on some of the things I spoke on about happiness. Would you believe me if I told you that happiness does not come to you, but that happiness comes from you? What if I told you that you had a right today to make a choice and choose to be happy? What if every day you rose up and happiness was a choice that you had to make, just like whether or not you choose to sit in the dark or flip the light switch from off to on? Happiness in every area of your life is a choice. You may say, life can be very circumstantial at times, and there's a lot of things that have taken place in my life that I have absolutely no control over. And I would tell you that you're right. And the reason why I would say that is because none of us are given the power over the hand that we're dealt in life. We're all dealt a hand. We have no control over the cards that are therein. However, the strategy that we implement while playing that hand, now that's up to us. Now it's time for us to take some responsibility. Now it's time for us to truly understand the power that we house, the control that we have, when we understand that we dictate our future, that we have the power and the ability to speak on our happiness. We have the ability to control this outcome. So when you desire, you wake up every single day desiring happiness, then everything that you do tends to align with that motive. Everything that you do is angled in the direction of you achieving happiness. For example, I've recently been on a journey to pursue my education, and I recently completed this portion of this time in my life where I have achieved my degree in communication. I had a piece of me that knew that my destiny is tied to me advancing in higher education. I knew that if I wanted the same opportunities as everyone else was being offered in the world, that I needed to pursue my education, and that also nothing and anybody should get in the way of my education. Well, I accomplished that, and I'm going to be graduating, and I'm just ever so grateful. But this is the part of my happiness. This is a piece of me moving in the direction of that which will make me happy. I have a heart that wants to inspire, uplift, and encourage people to exist truly on purpose, to not just live out every day without a plan, to not just go on and live your life as if though it's going to be made for you. You have got to take back your control, and you have got to be mindful and present each and every day that there is breath in your body. You've got to consider what a gift that it is. And then you've got to allow for the happiness to flow through you. Allow for this happiness to invade every single area of your life. And when you allow for that happiness to invade your areas of life, then there's nothing that has the power to disrupt it. Nothing will have the power to disrupt your happiness. When you learn to risk, and when you learn to reach, and when you learn to reflect on maybe some of the things that didn't work out so good in the past, but you learn from them. You took the scrapes, you took the bruises, you took the pain, and now it's time for you to live the very, very, very best life that God planned for you. And that only happens when you recognize the fact that happiness is something that is already existing on the inside of you. Happiness is something that you put out into the universe. Happiness is something that exudes and comes from the pores of your skin. Happiness is something that is reflected in your eyes when you glance at someone. Happiness is something that is reflected when you increase all those muscles surrounding your face and you begin to smile. Happiness exudes from you. So today, will you choose? Today, will you take back your power and choose happiness over everything? I just had to be the one to tell you that the choice is yours. And today, you should choose happiness. Today, I have chosen happiness. Today, we will be happy. I'd like to thank you all for listening today. Once again, you can join me every week Thursday for a new episode of Authentically Our Lattice podcast. You can also join me on my other social sites on Facebook, on Instagram, and on my YouTube channel at Authentically Our Letta. I personally titled everything Authentically Our Letta because I like to talk about things that are authentic to me and also could possibly be authentic to you. These things help me to express my true self. I'm a happy girl and I've found ways to achieve that happiness, and I also want you to be happy. So there you have it. Thank you all so much. And guess what? We will be talking soon. Join me again next week. Bye.